Empire on E. In a matter of months, a new man will take the oath of office for the presidency. Whether he's the oldest in history or the first black man to do so, one thing is certain. He will be hobbled by a sea of red ink and therefore bereft of most of the resources to bring his campaign promises to reality. For as the fires continue to rage throughout the financial markets, they will turn expected tax returns into smoke. Don't expect any of them to tell you this, but you can rest assured that all of them know it. And if the office of the Imperial Presidency will be strapped for resources, what of average folks? As an old saying goes, stuff rolls downhill. As businesses tighten up, credit tightens up, and spending tightens up, this economy, as even the Mad Prince Bush has urged, relies on consumption or shopping to function. Anything that weakens this process has a whiplash effect throughout the economy. Earlier this year, American financier George Soros announced, shortly after the failure of the economic talks at Davos, Switzerland, that the U.S. economy has reached a new stage marking an end of an era. The current crisis is not only the bust that follows the housing boom, Soros explained, adding, it's basically the end of a 60-year period of continuing credit expansion based on the dollar as the reserve currency. Soros made these remarks in January of this year. Things have obviously gotten considerably worse since then. The economy is increasingly coming under state control, and social wealth is being aggregated to protect private capital. What created this crisis was rampant crony capitalism, and unless that is addressed by deep structural transformation, these problems will only worsen. That is virtually inevitable. Just like the White House saddled the next administration with disasters in foreign policy, they have effectively stolen the public purse. So ultimately, it won't matter who gets elected, because he'll be too damn broke to do anything. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.